This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Wednesday, June 28th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. We have a pair of animal diseases to report. White nose syndrome, an often fatal disease of hibernating bats, is spreading in Washington, including Jefferson County. Scientists with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, working with the U.S. Department of Energy and a bat rehabilitator, have new detections of white nose syndrome and the fungus that causes it. White nose syndrome is caused by a fungus which attacks the skin of hibernating bats and damages their delicate wings, making it difficult for them to fly. Infected bats often leave hibernation too early, which causes them to deplete their fat reserves and become dehydrated or starve to death. White nose syndrome does not affect humans, livestock, or other wildlife. And the Washington State Department of Agriculture State Veterinarian's Office has confirmed the presence of rabbit hemorrhagic disease virus type 2 in rabbits in Island County. RHDV2 is a highly contagious fatal disease of rabbits. WSDA was called to investigate a multiple mortality event, collected the rabbits for testing, and the results returned positive last Friday afternoon. The premises is under quarantine and has implemented biosecurity measures. State veterinarian Dr. Amber Idle is calling all rabbit owners to have their rabbits vaccinated as soon as possible. Due to the contagious and extremely infectious nature of this virus, vaccination is critical for disease control to protect our domestic and wild rabbit populations alike. On their Facebook page, the Clallam County Sheriff's Office reports that on June 17th at 1:15 a.m., a Port Angeles police officer responded to a welfare check in an alley in Port Angeles. The officer located a running vehicle still in drive operated by a man who was unconscious and breathing in the driver's seat. Aluminum foil with burnt smudges between the driver's and passenger's seats was visible. The driver has been identified as 39-year-old Port Angeles resident Talon Michael Smith, who was arrested for physical control of a vehicle while under the influence and driving while his license was suspended. In a search of the vehicle, detectives found a Glock airsoft pistol, an AR-15 airsoft rifle, digital scales with drug residue, 5,000 blue fentanyl pills with a street value of about $20,000, 211 grams of methamphetamine with a street value of about $8,400, and 457 grams of fentanyl powder in brick form with a street value of about $45,600. Total street value of drugs is approximately $74,000. Subsequently, Smith was charged with possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance. He is still in custody in Clallam County Jail as of 2 days ago, with bail set at $25,000, either bond or cash, plus another $43,000 in cash. The Washington State Department of Children, Youth, and Families, in conjunction with the Department of Health, the Healthcare Authority, and the Washington State Hospital Association, have updated state requirements and best practices that aim to improve the health of infants and parents affected by substance use at birth. If there are no safety concerns, state policy now allows substance-exposed infants to receive voluntary wraparound services without being reported to Child Protective Services. The Eat, Sleep, Console model of care prioritizes parental involvement and non-pharmacological care such as cuddling, swaddling, rooming in with parents, chest breastfeeding, and a quiet dark room. The announced change formally recognizes Eat, Sleep, Console as the new best practice for birthing hospitals and states medications and NICU admissions should no longer be the first line of treatment for infants exhibiting withdrawal symptoms. In a state fire marshal's office press release, the sale of consumer fireworks began today at noon and ends on Wednesday, July 5th at 9 p.m. The city of Port Townsend has banned all personal fireworks, but elsewhere they can be discharged 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. June 29th through July 3rd and on July 5th. The day of July 4th, however, they can be discharged from 9 a.m. until midnight. But please check with your local jurisdiction before purchasing or discharging fireworks. Further information can be obtained from a link in the transcript of this broadcast at kptz.org. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.